Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
No one runs on Wenciel Perez.
Who was more pumped, you or Dan Dickerson?
I was going bonkers in my truck listening to the first one, and I actually said these words to Jack. I'm like, that's a great throw. That's unbelievable. He played it off the wall. And I obviously didn't get a chance to see it, but Dan does a great job of painting the picture. And then moments later, the one that we just heard, it blew my mind. I had to go home and instantly watch it again.
John, I believe the phrase is, mess around with Wenciel Perez
and find see what out happens. What happens. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mess around.
How do you like to be Chase Lee? Give up a couple hard hit balls and no damage done.
Hey, when you got a defense behind you like that, pitch however you want.
Tigers, first team in baseball to 50 wins. You sent me something the other day on Instagram.
I did, and it's the MLB does the power rankings every week. And I know we did it earlier. I guess it's been about a month now. And I always like to see it because the first picture that they show is they give you the top 10, but they give you the 6 through 10 in one graphic, and then you're forced to scroll. And we're obviously in the top 5, so I'm scrolling. I'm like, oh, okay, here's this team, the Dodgers, the Yankees. Where are the – oh, Tigers, still number one. And I think the message I sent you, I don't even remember how I worded it, but it was basically – are we overreacting or are we too hard on this team? Because the national media, and if you listen to some of the stations down in Florida or out in California, and there's a lot of platitudes being put on the Detroit Tigers. There's a lot of great things being said about our team. Every team has flaws. And earlier in the week, we went through couple relievers. Like, we basically painted a picture that they need 6 players at the trade deadline to be able to win a World Series.
2 relievers, a bat, throw in a starting pitcher, new water guy.
Right. And yeah, we know we need a new groundskeeper. But it is interesting to take a step back and hear other fan bases talk about your team. Because we talk about the New York Yankees, and sometimes we paint this picture of the mighty New York Yankees. They can't be beat. Same with the Dodgers. Well, the Dodgers' starting pitching is terrible. And the Yankees just went through a 3-game stretch about a week ago where they couldn't score a run. They lost in extra innings 1-0 because they couldn't score a run. With that lineup, with Aaron Judge?
Okay, but in our defense... because I thought you made good points this week about real concerns in the bullpen.
Oh, well, thank you.
In our defense, I bet you them being shut out was discussed on New York sports radio.
I'm sure it was.
I would guarantee they brought up the fact that they were struggling to score. And we should bring up the things that concern us about our baseball team, because the expectation is we're the number one team in the power rankings. Mm-hmm. We're fighting and chasing a World Series. So when in the month of June, we give you the stats, oh, our bullpen is 25th. In ERA and 28th in FIP, and there's no swing and miss. And that's a huge key to unlocking this opener strategy. It's a huge key to playoff baseball. John, I thought your point was great on, if you got Scooble, awesome, but most guys are only going through the order twice. And now in the 5th inning, I got to go super bullpen. Or 6th inning, I got to go super bullpen. We absolutely should be bringing it up. And I know they have 50 wins, and I know they're the first there, and they have the best record in all of baseball, but I don't think the listeners need us to pat them on the butt every time we bring up the bullpen, but couch it with you're a really good baseball team. I think that's why we're bringing up the bullpen,
yeah,
because they're a good baseball team.
It felt like after our discussion, though, and I saw that, I was a little surprised.
Okay.
I thought maybe after not playing great against Pittsburgh and then going down and losing the first two against Tampa on a week-to-week basis, I wouldn't have been surprised to see them slip to two or even three.
Just to create a little conversation.
Yeah, and honestly, I mean, at this point of the season, if you're one, two, or three, who really cares? We always want to be one, and it's nice to see our team as number one, but
it doesn't do you any good if the power rankings say you're number one. It's not like A.J. Hinch has got it up on a whiteboard in the clubhouse.
Right. Yes.
Boys,
yes.
They moved the Mets ahead of us.
But it just still was interesting to see, even in losses, there are still things that other fan bases and other writers, other reputable baseball nerds, think that this team is still really good and, in fact, still the best team in Major League Baseball.
They're not as invested as we are in it. We're living and dying every day with it, with a really good baseball team. And look, last night's a great example of what they're capable of. Skubal was not his best. They ambushed him with some first pitch homers. He gave up four runs, and yet the Tigers are sitting there in a position to get the win. Because it's Perez with the defense, it's Dingler going yard, it's Kerry Carpenter for the first time in 22 days leaving the yard. I hadn't realized it was that bad. Benetti let that note slip. I go, oh, okay, yeah, it's been a minute.
Hey, we're almost to July. Time's flying.
It's yeah, it is. But with Carp, I think that was such a... I don't want to break down individual at-bats, but he finally got ahead in the count. He wasn't swinging at everything. And 3-0, green light, mashers mash. Mm-hmm. They had Riley Green, who continues to put the team on his back in June, their worst month of the season. Riley Green is having his best month of the season. Like, there are all these really good things with this baseball team. Last night was another example of it. But don't feel guilty about bringing up flaws with this baseball team.
No, I just bring it up in regards to there are times because we do nitpick, and we do as a fan base, not just here on the station or, you know, from 6 to 6 during the day. There are times where we are picking apart a team because we see all the flaws. We watch every pitch. We are invested at a time when a year ago we weren't invested in the Tigers.
Right, I mean, you look at a guy like Jack Flaherty. Like, do people hear when Jim props him up after four great starts in a row, but then he's got two bad ones again? So tomorrow morning, if he has another bad one tonight, and we come on and we say something like, oh boy, Flaherty, there are concerns here. Well, that's three bad starts. Why isn't that justified in the moment?
Because they have the best record in baseball, and you're not allowed to bring that up.
But that's, you're being smarmy to me. And you're not being honest. You know it's fair to bring
up.
No,
I know, and we should. I think that's our job.
There is a debate within a great team. Is he a 2 or a 3?
Yeah, and I think at his best, during that four-game stretch especially, he was a 2. He shut down the best offense in baseball at the time, the Chicago Cubs, in a pivotal swing game to take that series. I mean, since then, he hasn't even looked like a number 3.
I mean, I'll call out fans a little bit in terms of, do you really realize how good this team has been the last 124 games? Regular season?
You're saying going back to like last August?
This team is 81-43 in their last 124 games.
I mean, they're pacing for 100 wins right now.
Right.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lemonade. Fresh squeeze lemonade. Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Triple digit.
Well, I mean, tonight is officially halfway, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
So win or lose, they're pacing for 100 wins. Mm-hmm. Your question is, are we too hard on this team? I mean, I'm curious how people have viewed this baseball team this season. They have the best record. They haven't had a losing streak longer than 3 games all season. Do they deserve more love? Are they underappreciated? I'm just curious the prism through the fans' eyes.
Yeah, because, I mean, even when we bring it up and we're talking about they need 2 bullpen arms to get from that fifth inning to the eighth inning, to get to Canley, to get to Vest. I think we get support from the callers and the fans that they agree. Like, the bullpen has not been what it was last year. How many people have gone, like, they're on the edge of the cliff and they are in midair because of a bullpen start?
We gave the numbers. The bullpen starts are considerably worse than they were a year ago. Last year, openers were like a 2 ERA. This year, a 4.5 ERA. And it's because of Holton.
Yeah.
I don't know if people realize this. Tyler Holton was third on the team in WAR behind the two All-Stars, Skubal and Riley Green.
Yeah.
This year, especially in June, but this year, he's terrible. Holton, Hanifee, and Herder have all taken big steps back this season.
Triple H.
Yes.
Go WWF.
248-539-9797. So we are curious how you guys view the coverage of this baseball team, which is the first to 50 wins. And a couple broader conversations. Things on the horizon for this baseball team. We'll do that next.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.